The annual Consumer Electronics Show is underway in Las Vegas. Every year, technology companies show off cell phones, TV screens, and an increasing array of multitasking devices. But there were some unusual guests this year who don't manufacture gadgetry at all. Google founder Larry Page and Yahoo CEO Terry Semel each gave keynote talks and offered a message that might not get them invited back. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Leading up to their talks, there were plenty of rumors, particularly around internet giant Google. With its stock price rising well above $400 and expected to keep climbing, there's a sense that the search engine can do anything. Rumor had it the company would release a $100 computer run with Google software. In his low-key style, Page poked fun at those rumors.
This is something we really wanted to announce, too, is that, you know, you have we're announcing this new product, Google Fast Food, where you push... It's an online system, so you push it on your car dashboard and it's connected through, you know, the cellular network.
Dressed in a white lab coat, the unassuming Internet King did make an announcement. Google has started its own video store and made a deal with CBS that allows users to download episodes of shows such as Survivor and CSI for $1.99. The company also has a deal with the NBA. Fans can download games for $3.95 24 hours after they've aired. But before he made the announcement, Page had an observation.
As I was walking around, I sort of felt like, you know, you have all these devices, and, you know, they have screens and keyboards and things like that mostly, and, you know, outputs and inputs of various types. They don't really connect to each other.
Ultimately, Page held out hope that in the future, it would all be much simpler for consumers. Terry Semel, CEO of Google rival Yahoo, had a similar message. Semel announced Yahoo Go, an application that can run on every device that's hooked up to the internet. It will allow users to take their pictures, music, schedules, and more to whatever device they're using.
Which will make it much easier for users to get the stuff that they really want. So whether they're in the living room, whether they're around town or whether their information and entertainment can always follow them.
The common theme from both Google's Page and Yahoo's Semel may not be one that many of the guests at this conference want to hear, says Andy Schrepfer, analyst at Pier One. He says the message is that devices should all be compatible and be simple receptacles for what comes over the internet.
There's way too many LCD TVs out there. There's way too many plasmas out there. There's way too many cameras out there. There's too much of everything.
However, Schrepfer doesn't think there's good news for consumers yet. As long as Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft, which is also vying for the internet space, are determined to offer competing and incompatible systems, the simplicity that they say they are seeking remains an elusive dream. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Las Vegas.